As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
As we promised you, we'll check in with the MCCSE. It's the fourth Tuesday of the month. That means it's meeting night, and that means we talk to the superintendent. It's our great friend, Dr. Jeff Hoswald. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Listen, school's out, but they can just listen to you for a math lesson. So it's 2.5 miles times 200 laps.
Right.
I mean, you got math. And generally, the red score seems to always be less than their opponents.
Well, that's been the case, and we can do some greater. We can do some greater than and less than. We can learn how to calculate earned run average and slugging percentage and all those. Yeah. Oh, well, there's more earned runs than there is slugging. I've noticed that.
We definitely can get our math from Mike. I like it.
It's it. Anytime you need me out of the bullpen, just let me know. I got to get warmed up. I'm a little bit. I can't just jump in there. We got to get the WD-40 out to make sure these joints.
I was going to say, what's your warm-up, an hour?
Oh, my goodness. It's like Tiger Woods, 3 hours before he gets to the range, 3 hours when he's done. Yeah. But I'm not as full of titanium as he is. So that is the good news. It's been busy
Titanium is expensive.
It is. What Tiger can afford.
So,
he can afford
that's
it.
That's right.
It's just a little jet fuel out of his pocket is all that is. It's been busy since we have spoken last, and I will go back to the second week in May. And before we exited school, before we're going to get ready for graduations of multiple angles coming up later this week, you had some conversations in the community about what the referendum is going to present on the November ballot. They were at multiple schools, and you did it over multiple days. What was the feedback you got from the community, and is there anything you've learned from that going to change the message? Tell me what we learned from a couple of weeks ago, if you would.
Yeah, well, one thing that we have learned is that our community supports public education, first and foremost. We see it and hear it time and time again. People rolling up their sleeves saying, how can we be involved? How can we help? How can we advocate? But the most important thing we tell them is, number one, to vote, of course, on November 8th. But number two is to make sure that they're aware of how much money we're asking for, the cost to our taxpayers, and how we're going to use it. And we've just continued to refine that message. Tonight, we will be asking the board to approve a rate. We anticipate that rate to end up being at 18.5 cents on the $100 of assessed valuation. That's significant because every time we kind of work through these numbers, we have been lowering that amount. We started at around 21.5 cents. Assessed valuation has gone up, so with a higher AV, we can ask for a lower rate to get the same amount of money. So, you know, in 2010, our rate was 14 cents. We're going to end up asking for 18.5 cents, so less than a nickel extra. And we have been very clear. We're using that money for teacher salaries, for our classified staff wages. We know we have a shortage of bus drivers, food service workers, paraprofessionals. We need to pay our teachers at a higher rate. They clearly deserve more. And currently, 93% of our referendum dollars goes to salaries for our teachers and our classified support staff. And we are asking the community to increase our referendum rates a little bit, with a majority of it going towards salaries and wages, a little bit towards special education, the arts, and STEM.
Well, we know salaries is a big, big issue of Absolutely. That. And the referendum meetings, will you have more of these coming up? So if people didn't hear them or get the message, did you record any of these where people can go to the website
right.
and take a look at?
We did. It's on our website. You can watch the video with the presentation. We also are in the process of preparing a tax calculator so individuals will know how much it will cost them. For a mean average assessed home in MCCSE's district of about $255,000. So we're looking at $125 would be the cost. And there's just significant benefits that will come from that as we continue to increase our overall performance and make sure we compensate our teachers and our support staff fairly. So, there's a video on the website. There's more information on there. And this after summer, August, September, October, we will continue to have some additional messaging to send out some information and kind of talk about the fact that MCCSE is the eighth lowest taxing school district in the state of Indiana, and really a lot of our referendum rates are going to replace other debt, so the increased tax amount will be minimal.
And that, again, though, you're not getting the monies you need from those who traditionally provide it, so you have to go somewhere for this, or you cut programs. Is that the simplest That's right. way to put this?
The simplest way to put it is from 2010 to 2020, funding for our education fund from the state is 17% behind inflationary rates. So in other words, when the state took over the commitment to fund public schools, they are not meeting that commitment. So that leaves local communities with a couple options. They can raise taxes voluntarily through a voter-approved referendum to continue and expand programming, or we have to cut programs, we have to reduce staff. And so it's unfortunately there's two options, and the best option, of course, is to raise taxes locally. It's unfortunate that we have to do that because the state's not meeting their funding obligations currently.
Well, that's why, folks. So if you're wondering why this needs to go on, or you can just have an average school district. And I don't think anybody wants that. And that's how we're trying to get things a little bit better around here. That voice you hear is Dr. Jeff Hoswald. He is the director. No, he's not. He's the superintendent. He does everything. He directs all the directors at the MCCS. See, that's how you back out of a tight corner there. You just
I direct traffic.
You can.
I can direct anything.
That's exactly right. So that took us through the penultimate week of school. Last week was the final week of school. Did I miss the evening of stars? Did you honor a bunch of great longtime employees and those who made a difference? Give me a little recap of what went on there. I know that's a very special night, not only for you, but for all the people that put their blood, sweat, and tears into making MCCSE a great place over the years.
It's a fantastic event. It's a great chance to recognize, our colleagues and peers nominate their coworkers, our principals nominate teachers and staff members. And we fill the convention center. We recognize our retirees, of course, and we recognize 40 stars of excellence. Every school was represented, and it's just a fantastic event. It's a chance to pause. It's a very formal dinner and just a chance to say thank you and to celebrate our employees at MCCSC that make a difference each and every day. And they represent a wide variety of jobs and of ways we serve students. We recognize custodians and paraprofessionals and office professionals, our bus drivers, and then we recognized teachers, general elementary teachers, secondary teachers, special education teachers, and the list goes on. So it's just an incredible event, and we've already got the date set for next year.
Excellent. And you'll have another great quote-unquote class come through next year as well. So everybody was happy to get to the finish line Friday. You had field days and fun days and all the other stuff.
Right.
But you had some big days as well. There's the class of 2022 that, shut the locker for the final time. They're on to bigger and better things, and they will all be recognized. Coming up this weekend, if the weekend for you, like me, starts on Thursday, you've got plenty of graduations to attend to this week.
That's right. Thursday, we have our Bloomington Graduate School graduation ceremony. It's an opportunity to celebrate the students that are graduating through that program, which is at the Broadview Learning Center. On Friday night, we have our graduation ceremony for the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. It's a great opportunity to recognize the students that have graduated from that program. And then, of course, on Saturday, we have our graduation for Bloomington South and Bloomington North High Schools. So four graduation ceremonies in 3 days. It's always a highlight, always a great opportunity to really step back and celebrate the success of our students. And in many ways, as we begin to see, I use this cautiously, the light at the end of the tunnel, because we do know there could be additional variants. We could have additional COVID realities to face. But nonetheless, we are looking at a graduation ceremony that looks a little more like our traditional ceremonies, just like our Evening of Stars. And so we're seeing some of our traditions return. For our graduation ceremonies, we do have increased the signage, and we have masks available. We're encouraging people to wear them if they choose to. Just we're trying to continue to limit the spread of COVID, but it's really important. First, it was important to get back to in-person instruction. Now it's been important, when possible, to get back and celebrate some of these traditional end-of-school events, especially commencement. What a great opportunity, the families, the community members that come to just celebrate the academic successes of our individual students as well as our collective classes, and there are many to celebrate.
Outstanding. And since I do not have a dog in the graduation fight, are we going football fields? Or are we going into gym auditoriums where it's air conditioned? I know that we've had a couple different answers to that question over the last few years, but what is the plan for this weekend? I know that Thursday and Friday you're going to be inside with those groups. Friday's at Shreve Hall, as we know. What's the plan for the weekend?
The weekend ceremonies will both be in the gymnasia of their respective schools.
Oh, that's so the plural of gymnasiums. All right, I learned something today. That's good.
That's what I've been told. So I don't know. It's not that often I get to use the word. So, you know, I'm just trying to impress.
That's good. I like that. Because we just say gyms because that's what we, you know. We're
doing. That is a simple
word.
But
I like that. But that's like saying, you know, if you had a couple of full gymnasia of octopi, oh, you'd have something going on.
Is that octopi? I don't know what else there are. Cacti.
There you go.
Ammuli. Is that what plural for ambulances? I don't know.
No, it's mice. That's how we say it. The plural of that is mice.
Oh,
because that makes
goodness.
That makes no sense. But graduation inside does. You have great weather outside if that was a necessity, but you don't. 78 degrees, so that's not going to overheat anything, and air conditions will be up and running.
Right.
Well, that's a little bit easier for older people as well.
That's right.
Grandma and grandpa don't want to sit at the 50-yard line and cook all afternoon. So
yeah, and you have air conditioning. I know that, and as you well know, I was superintendent of Kokomo last year, and up there at the old 1948 Memorial Gymnasium, there's no air conditioning. So it was roasting there. So I'm looking forward to these modern amenities of air cooling. So I do want to point out real quickly before we move on that this past week we also had the graduation ceremonies for our adult education program. And it's just amazing. We had 151 students graduate from our adult education program at the Broadview Learning Center.
Rob Moore, he's a good guy. Rob Moore's final one.
We're going to miss him. And I actually gave him a diploma. He put a gown on. I don't know what the diploma said. I didn't ask, but we're going to miss Rob. And he did a great job up there. And we do want to celebrate our adult education students that graduated with a high school degree or high school equivalency degree. We're really proud of them as well. And it was a great ceremony at the Bloomington South Carmichael Hall last week.
Excellent. So that was on the campus of Bloomington South. Gotcha. I was going to ask you where that
That's
was at.
Right.
So there we go. That's good to know. Are we worried about overflow? Back in the old days, we had to stick some folks in the auditorium if we had too many seats and fill. But you're good with all of that coming up?
Well, they do have a limited number of tickets per graduate to make sure that we don't overflow capacity, to also try to limit the size of the ceremony. So students do have a limited number of tickets to make sure that we don't that we keep our numbers at a level that we are anticipating and that we can accommodate.
Very cool. Dr. Jeff Hoswald is our guest. And if school has ended last Friday and graduation is this weekend, I would assume summer school is around the corner. Who is it available for? And when does it start? And, how do I get signed
up? Great question. So it begins Monday, June 6th. So we do have a lot of opportunities, and of course we have our traditional high school programming, but what we've done is we put all of that information on our website, mccsc.edu. Again, we are sending individual information out to families who qualify. We have a lot of just numerous student learning opportunities through our different summer programs. It's all on our website, but our traditional summer school programming and our summer school at the high school level will begin Monday, June 6th. So it's right around the corner.
And that's open for everybody, right, who wants to get in and get to that. That's
good. As long as we offer the classes. Of course, we have a limited number of classes. So
Sure. And that does not last all summer. That's just a portion of it. So
no, I mean, if you ask students, some of them will tell you that it feels like it's all summer.
Well, you got to get it. You got to get it in there. That's the way things work out. And then I know there are people who are concerned as well. We go away for the summer. Maybe not everybody's getting enough to eat. You still are helping out people in our community that way.
That's right.
You don't have to name off all the places, but there are places weekly and even on Fridays.
Right. And where we you have can a revolving list and set of times, and we update it. I mean, it's on our website as well for our summer program in terms of meal availability, and it's on our website.
So that's another way to get updated with that and pass it on to people that maybe if you don't need it, if or you know somebody who does, you can pass it along. No questions asked either. Just show up and get what you need to get and move on.
And, you know, I didn't mention this, but, you know, we do a senior send-off. Have you heard of this? It's the coolest thing. I had a chance to go out.
No, because no one's done it in 2 or 3 years. So
I know.
Tell me about it.
So our graduating seniors on their last day, they when they finish, you know, the school ends at 3, they go to the elementary school where they went, they take their cap and gown, and they usually have a reception, and they greet them, and then they get all of the students out in the hallway, and they do a senior send-off, and the students walk around the school, they high-five the elementary kids. It is one of the neatest things. I just love it. And it really allows our seniors to go back and thank their elementary teachers. And you see the elementary teacher smiling, saying, oh, Johnny, you know, it's good to see you, so on and so forth. But it also reminds our elementary students the role models, the great examples, as well as they, too, will be graduating from high school in a few short years. And so it's a neat thing. And we're glad to be able to reinstate that. And I had fun out at Highland Park. And as our seniors graduate, I think we've got our class of 2035 rolling in next year, and registration's open for them.
Well, that's a disturbing number to hear mentioned out loud.
Well, that's all right. They named to depress you today.
Well, that's what it is. So we have to deal with it and move on.
2035. It's close. I mean, it's close to your graduating year, isn't it?
It sounds like a Bowie song, for crying out loud. I don't. That's a long time.
Mike. I just want to point out that the disturbing number. Maybe not, but you know, it's sort of like Christmas, right? So up until, I guess, June 25th, right? You kind of are like, you're still on the waning in or the waxing in. I don't know which one it is. But once you get over that, Christmas is sooner. So I guess the same thing's true, right? When you get to that 50th number, you know, the graduating class of the year you graduate is closer looking forward than it is looking backwards. That's kind of scary.
It is, and it's a jungle out there.
Time goes fast.
Hang on
with
both hands, fasten your seatbelt, keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times.
That's right. Remain seated.
That's it. Please remain seated. Meeting tonight,
remain seated.
Busy night. You got graduation all weekend. We are going to do some business tonight. What is on the MCCSC agenda starting at 6 o'clock?
Well, most importantly tonight, the board is going to be asked to approve a resolution to authorize us to move forward with the referendum. It's not the final vote. They'll be doing that in June. But nonetheless, they will be recommending a rate. We anticipate that rate to be 18.5 cents. And that's probably the most significant item on our agenda. We will be naming some new elementary principals. We've had a lot of vacancies this past year. So we will be appointing 5 new elementary principals. So we're excited about that.
Wow.
That's right.
I'll have to do my homework over the summer to get ready for next year.
That's right. We'll be appointing principals at Benford Elementary, Grandview Elementary School, Clear Creek Elementary School, Lakeview Elementary, and Unionville Elementary School. So some of those have transferred to other positions. You know, Rob Moore's position, we had an elementary principal transfer to that.
Lily Albright.
Some others. Yeah, that's right. So some of them are transfers internally, but nonetheless, we are naming 5 new elementary principals tonight, and of course, we have a resolution to continue the process of moving forward with our referendum, and a lot of the other stuff's pretty standard.
Very cool. And again, if people would like to participate, they may do so in person, or can you still do the zoom from your back deck when it's 75 degrees and gorgeous out?
Zoom a little zoom on a rocket ship. That's right. Yeah, that's right. 6 o'clock, though, the meeting is in person, 555 East Miller Drive at the CoLab, but it's also available and streamed through on our website through our YouTube channel.
Big Memorial Day plans after your handing of diplomas. Do you get paper cuts? How does that? You wear special gloves? You get the hat on? How does that work? I'm terrified. I don't want you to be hanging around on Memorial Day and with your fingers bleeding. That's not good.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that. But nonetheless, it is. We do put on the robes and the hats and the mortarboards and so it's just a great. These are great events. And so my wife and I, we plan to just kind of stay home Memorial Day weekend after the graduation ceremonies and enjoy it Saturday and Sunday, or Sunday and Monday, and just I'm sure we'll have a list of things that we need to do around the house. But it's kind of fun. It's a great way to celebrate and just sort of kind of the kick off to summer. So I don't know what we'll do, but maybe we'll go for a hike with our dogs.
Well, very nice.
Probably have a bonfire and just really kind of kick back. And then, of course, I have to go back to work on Tuesdays. So, you know.
Join the party. Join the party.
I know.
I would be remiss not to ask you, and I've had people ask me to ask you. There's, I don't know, controversy. There's an issue with what we're going to wear at graduation for honors or not honors, or that's not going on. Can you help explain that to perhaps those who don't understand this clearly? That would be fantastic.
It might be me as well. So there was a group of teachers and administrators of Bloomington North that had a concern for the cords at Bloomington North High School. And so there was a decision by the principal of Bloomington North that they were going to not wear the cords during the ceremony. And I wasn't privy to the background. The email went out, and for some reason I wasn't included in that conversation. So the staff at Bloomington North and the principal made that decision. And of course, generally when you change graduation policies, there needs to be not only greater conversation, but a longer runway for that change. So the principal sent a follow-up email out on Saturday, basically stating that they had some additional conversations. They were going to reverse that decision. So things are back to normal.
Gotcha. Nobody ever brings up the resolution. They just bring up the problem. So
in some cases. And there are some legitimate – I mean, we have concerns. We want to make sure that all of our students have access to all of our programs, and we want to make sure that all of our students are reflected and represented in the opportunity to wear cords. And so there are some of those things that we can have conversations about. But nonetheless – the principal of Bloomington North, who after consultation with some students and staff members, was going to change the cord policy, has sent a follow-up email that I was copied on that basically said they were going to put the policy back the way it was. So
there you have it, folks. There you go. There's the news, and then we go to the top fort, and we thank you for your time. I know you have a very busy night tonight and rest of the week. We appreciate you spending some time with us here on a Tuesday. Enjoy the race. Enjoy the potato salad. Enjoy the bonfire, and enjoy doing nothing. There's something you're allowed to. Take a deep breath, and we'll get back
on
Tuesday the 31st.
Potato salad is always better with lots of mustard.
That's it. Egg.
And dill.
You like egg in there? Look a little egg in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's see. That's
good.
It
has to be egg.
I actually
like it. I like it room temperature, of course, right after you make it, better than out of the fridge.
That's a tough one. Now, if I'm at a picnic and it's outside, I'm going to eat it regardless. But if I have my druthers, I like it icy cold.
Icy cold. You know, sometimes we have to disagree on the importance.
That means I hang up on you right now, right? That's how that works, right?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for all you do, and thanks to
Appreciate
your listeners.
It. Thanks,
all right,
Dr. Jeff. Take care. Dr. Jeff Hoswald, MCCSC Superintendent.